Would you love to be able to get even better results by just being yourself, by being even more authentically yourself, by not having to worry about some of those weaknesses? Today, we're going to talk about how, and we're going to learn from one of the greats in one of his, in his chosen field rather, and how we can apply that to your life every day. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport as I see it is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. I just love how sport is such a great training ground for life. Watching a video from Pat Rafter the other day. I think it was his 25th year anniversary since he became number one. It was a bit of a parody video because he still holds the record as the shortest time at number one. It was only a week. He never played in that week, so he didn't get to defend the crown at all. It's a very short period between tournaments and, yeah, didn't even lose a match as world number one, but didn't win a match either. But one of the things he was talking about is that those great players at that time, they were authentic to themselves. They were true to themselves. He was talking about Pete Sampras. He knew his strengths and he stuck to them. He talked about the sort of second coming of Andre Agassi when he was really in his prime. Same thing. He knew who he was. He stayed authentic to himself. And Pat talked about how important that was to himself. And I just want to share with you some of the things that he talked about, because then I want to dive deeper into how you can make sure you're using that in your sport, of course, but also in every area of your life. He said, you can't be truly successful and fake. He said, you always try to work on your weaknesses a little bit, but you eventually come to a stage when you realize, let's just cover up the weaknesses. Let's make our strengths better and better. Now, this is something that I learned about 10 years ago. I was trying to improve my weaknesses, and a whole lot of, it was like a perfect storm. A whole lot of things sort of came to me at the same time. I learned about the concept of personal flow. I did a training to become a facilitator in a particular tool, which I still use today around personal flow. I also had a new boss start with me at Fox Sports, and I was leading three of his teams, so I went to him and said, like, what's your best advice so I can get the best out of these teams for you? And he said three things, and one of them is what I'm focusing on today. He said, don't worry about trying to take their C-grade strengths and improve them, because you'll only ever get them to B-minus at best. Find out what each of them do at their A level and take it to an A++. This was at the same time that I was learning these same concepts for myself. Like, here I was, a extrovert, spending a lot of time doing detailed focus introvert work and wondering why I was tired, why I wasn't making any progress. But then just discovering that if I just double down and triple down on my strengths, something that Gary Vaynerchuk talks about a lot. He's a good name to check out if you want some fairly brutal personal development. He's pretty straight up. He's not for everyone, and certainly lots of things about him that I don't agree with, but he's got some really good thoughts, including tripling down on your strengths. Find out what you do well and just make yourself better and better and better at those areas. And yes, you'll still need to work on some of those weaknesses, because there are times in your life that you do need to be able to do a bit of everything. But you get the best results when you focus on your strengths and you just try to make them better and better. So take a look at your life and do a self-assessment and just think to yourself, where are you being fake? Where are you trying to be someone that you're not? Where are you trying to improve in areas that just don't come naturally to you, that aren't easy, that aren't fun, aren't enjoyable, where you don't get great results? And where are you neglecting some of those areas that you just do effortlessly? It can be a challenge sometimes, because when you do something well really easily, you can kind of look at it and not think it holds much value. But I was definitely guilty of that. For me, again, conversation, like as a soul, isn't this something that everyone can do? And also, naturally, I sort of see when people have got something going on with them emotionally, they need cheering up, they need some more connection, they need to be left alone, whatever it is. And I just think that's just how everyone else thought. But then realizing that I've got certain strengths in those areas, it's like, okay, well, what if I can do this at a higher level? What if the conversations that I'm getting good success now with my fellow leaders I can take to another level? What if I could talk to leaders at an even higher level? And, well, I had to push out of some major comfort zones and really step into some places that filled me with some fear. I started trying to have more of those conversations. I started trying to talk to more executives in the business, to talk to the CEO, to build these connections and conversation, because I knew I was good at that. I can get into any conversation with people and I can manage, because it's a natural skill. If I tried to do that through the lens of where I was working before and the detail and the data, I would have been completely lost. I also had some people in my team who were great at that, and I empowered them to be doubling down on those strengths. Others that were big picture thinkers, how can we use more of that, your ability to innovate and come up with ideas to improve what it is that, or who you are and what it is that you do. And then for those people that were more service orientated, more sensitive, getting them into roles like the customer service roles, getting them those same people who tend to be good at analyzing data, where can we get them into more of that sort of work? And it, like I said, one of the key things was me not valuing that as a skill, but the more I realized it was a value, that I was good at it and pushed myself to try and do it at higher levels, then I realized just how valuable that was because of the results I was getting. And the same will happen for you. Look at those things that you do easily and think, okay, am I undervaluing this? Am I just thinking, well, doesn't everyone do this? Because what you realize is not everyone does. Not everyone looks at things in your unique way. The more authentic you can be, the less fake you can be. Stop trying to cover up weaknesses and instead step into who you are. That is where you get the best results. If you look at Pat Rafter as a snapshot, he realized his strength was his serve and volley, his ability to play good approach shots and get to the net, his intensity, his hustle. He just chased down all of those points. He also, at different times, was laid back and he'd miss the ball toss. He'd say, sorry, mate. That's authentic to him. But he didn't do that initially on tour. He just did that as he got more confidence being himself. And he got some incredible results, even on surfaces where people said perhaps his game wasn't suited, again, by sticking to his strengths. He made a French Open semi-final as a serve volleyer, which back in those days, unheard of. It's still not something that happens very often. So where can you find more of your strengths? Now, if you're looking to get a tool that's going to help you do this, then hit me up as a profile tool that I use. What I'll do is I'll be able to provide you with a token that lets you take the quiz and a short bit of training. There is a small investment for that, couple of $100. But it's well worth it. If you were to buy the tool on its own, I think it's 97 US. So you're looking at Australian dollars, about 160 just to get the token. But I'll provide you with the token plus the training that's going to help you to be able to fully understand that, understand yourself better, understand some of those people around you better. So if you're ready to explore at that deeper level, let me know. Otherwise, just do a self-assessment, like I said at the start. Have a think about what you do well. Write it down. Have a think about those things that you do well. And then when you question the value, because can't everyone do that? Well, actually question that. Ask other people what you do well. What's uniquely you? Do a deep dive on that and then double, triple down. Improve those areas. Use them as much as you possibly can in all areas of your life. And that authentic you will take you to all new levels of performance across every area of your life. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.